From the Financial Times in London, I'm Chris Nuttall and this is FT News. The European Union is to tighten its regulatory grip over online services such as WhatsApp and Skype in a radical overhaul of rules on telecoms due out in September. According to internal documents seen by the Financial Times, so-called over-the-top services operated by groups such as Facebook, which runs WhatsApp, and Skype owner Microsoft would in future have to abide by security and confidentiality provisions demanded by the EU. On the line with me to discuss the new rules and what they mean for consumers and the companies involved is Duncan Robinson, the FT's correspondent in Brussels. Hello, Duncan.
Hello.
These documents you've seen that reveal the EU plans, can you tell us a little bit more about what they're planning to do about these so-called over-the-top services?
Well, the EU is trying to fix a regulatory grey area. At the moment, you've got lots of services that are similar to telecoms companies being operated by big internet companies, but they're not regulated in the same way. And so now that these companies are offering things like voice calling and messaging over the internet rather than via traditional telecoms networks, they're trying to bring all the regulation in line.
This is a bit of a new telecoms frontier, though, isn't it? The world of WhatsApp and Viber and Skype.
Oh, it certainly is. It's exploded in the past few years, and it's only now that regulators have really taken notice. And this is after years of frantic lobbying from telecoms groups who've seen their market shares and things like messaging, which used to be a huge cash cow for the industry, disappear in the space of a few years. And so they're deeply unhappy with what they see as an uneven playing field.
And we've seen how in the past they've taken action against technology companies such as Microsoft and now Google. Is it the American companies that are going to be affected again this time in the main?
It will be the big American companies that first spring to mind that will be affected. So it'll be Apple, it'll be Facebook, Google, Microsoft. And the defense from officials in Brussels, who are often accused of bias against US firms, is that bluntly there aren't any big European internet companies. So when they do regulate issues online, they are in effect regulating American companies.
What's the target here? It's not about pricing and protecting the consumer, it seems more about data protection.
Very much so. There's a feeling in Brussels that they've lost the battle in terms of creating internet champions. And so now they've moved on. They're thinking, well, we're not going to have these big global internet champions, but we can try and set the standards globally. And so that's what you're seeing in all these various issues on things like privacy. So there's things like the right to be forgotten, your right to take search results off places like Google. There are some regulators in Europe who are trying to enforce that globally because they are the ones who want to set standards. And historically, when it comes to the internet, it's been US norms that have become widespread across the globe. And so now you're seeing Brussels trying to get their slice of the regulatory pie.
We've seen this kind of retrospective action by the EU in the past against companies like Microsoft and Google. This is a rule-setting regime being imposed. To what end, though, and how will it affect these companies, do you feel?
It could affect them quite a lot. Some of the changes are relatively small. So when Skype, you can dial a normal phone number from Skype, Brussels argues that you should have all the same rules apply to you as if you were a telecoms company, because in effect, you almost are, not from a technical perspective, but just in how people actually experience it. And so because of that, you'll have to do things like be able to offer emergency calls on Skype. Now, that's one minor part of it. But there's more fundamental issues that they'll look at over the coming months. And that will be on the confidentiality provisions in particular. And so that could affect the way that companies sort of scoop up data from people's messages and then use it to sell them services or sell them advertising. But that is still being hammered out here in Brussels, and we won't have those proposals finalised until the end of the year.
And can companies avoid this in any way? I'm just wondering how, if you're not dialing an actual phone number, whether you can be saying that you're involved in any kind of telecommunications at all. It's a difficult dividing line, isn't it, between chat and messaging and a proper phone call as we know it.
And that is their argument. As far as they're concerned, they're just another service over the internet. So you shouldn't regulate WhatsApp any more tightly than you should, say, regulate a shop that operates online. But Brussels is taking an approach that, in effect, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, they'll regulate it like a duck. And I think this partly reflects the fact that telecoms companies within Brussels, who've been making this point for years, do have probably an outsized influence on policymaking here.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how the companies react to that, about whether how they're defined as telecoms companies or not. Duncan Robinson in Brussels, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.